You're listening to SBS News.
So this is a mask they'd use in aircraft, large aircrafts like bombers and stuff.
Ben Mavlian loves to collect war memorabilia. The 18-year-old has a proud family history of service during World War I, and looking at his collection calms him down after a challenging day at school. He says he used to frequently be the target of bullying.
And did it happen often, the bullying?
Yes. Daily basis. You get focused on them being mean so much that it kind of drags you away from school, work, and you don't want to work anymore.
He's not alone. A survey of 500 parents and carers by the organisation Children and Young People with Disability Australia has found half of the school-aged children with disabilities have been bullied. Ben lives with autism and dyslexia. His mother, Julie Mavlian, says he was having such a difficult time, he had to change schools.
It's particularly hard. I mean, typically what they do is that they come home and they just let it all out. They often have a big explosion about the frustrations of their day, and hearing all of that about all the things that were difficult for them is really hard day in, day out. And trying to get him, then we've then got to calm him down in order to then move on and progress and have a nice afternoon with the rest of the family. And then we've got, you know, responsibilities of homework and siblings and, you know, all the other stuff that goes along with it. So it just adds another layer of difficulty to what you have to contend with as a family.
The survey also found 1 in 10 disabled students had been refused enrolment at an Australian school, while almost half had been excluded from a school event or activity. One of the most concerning statistics, according to Children and Young People with Disability Australia CEO Mary Sayers, is that a quarter of disabled students had been restrained or secluded.
And by restrictive practices, we mean where they've been physically manhandled by school staff, or they've been secluded in a classroom by themselves, or locked away in a special room and not included in the general classroom.
The report has been released just ahead of the Disability Royal Commission's start in Townsville next week. The focus of the first hearing is to be education. Ben has just one more year left of school, so any changes prompted by the inquiry will probably come too late to improve his experience. But to save other children going through the same pain, the report says change to the education system is needed before the Royal Commission is completed. It recommends phasing out specialised schools and segregated classes and providing more training for teachers. Julie Mavlian agrees with the report's recommendation.
I think they children with, you know, any kind of disability need to be with the community. They are part of the community. They need to be in the community. The problem is that giving teachers the support and the resources that they need to do a really good job of that is critical.
Rachel Carey, SBS World News. We'll be right back.